Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you, and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Then he went into the temple.
One simple message about the compassion and the mercy, the empathy, the sympathy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who weeps at times and has the emotions that we have. Today, if you know Jesus Christ, we, our Lord and Savior, our God, is full of compassion and mercy for those who fear Him. This is a message of encouragement for anyone who will listen. And it's in the series of how to enter the kingdom of God. Let's let Him minister to us, but let's also seek Him with our whole heart and minister to Him, listen to Him, learn from Him, walk with Him, do whatever we need to do to walk with Him, and we will experience the priceless, most glorious relationship in which He longs to heal us in every way. He longs for us to come back to Him, to do what we were meant to do, what we were born to do. We all have challenges. We all have hard things that we're facing. But I want to stay on this topic that the scripture at the beginning, Jesus wept over, Jerusalem. We see that He wept when Lazarus died. He's full of compassion. He's gentle and lowly in heart. So merciful. That's the first, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Gracious is a word that has such massive meaning, much more than just giving. He's gracious, He's bountiful, He wants to save everyone, but He cannot make anyone follow Him. And we as His followers, He cannot make us follow Him or seek Him. He can't make us forgive those people who have hurt us. We must take those first steps. We must choose you this day. We must choose. But when we do, when we get to that point, He comes and meets us and He takes over. Amen. And that's when we really experience Him and His compassion and His mercy. And I don't know about you, but we've sometimes faced such hard times and deal with people that bother us so much, and it hardens us, and we lose that unconditional love that a 5-year-old child has. We lose the innocence. We are hardened, and Jesus will give us back that He'll give us something greater, infinitely greater than anything. His presence. There's some holy, divine things, sacred things that I'm about to share in this same theme. And I pray that those listening will understand how holy and priceless these things are. They are not. There's times when we should not share certain things, but I want to share it and just get it out because it's so important. Modern day accounts, when Mary Baxter had her experiences with Jesus Christ. She went to heaven, she went to hell many nights, and Jesus took her to hell, and when he spoke to people there in hell, he wept while he was speaking to them. And she saw the love and compassion that he still had for those who were lost. Though they were forever lost, he still loved them and had compassion. He was weeping for them. When Robert Leardon went to heaven as a young boy, Jesus was telling him, saying, "It's so easy. I made it so simple. If my people will just believe and say with confidence that I will do it, I will do it at the correct time. Why do my people?" And Jesus started weeping. And he said it even more forcefully, firmly. He said, "Why do my people not take me at my word? Do they not know? Do they not know that I have all power in heaven and on earth to back up what I said? If they sometimes they believe for a while, but when it doesn't happen in their time, they begin to doubt my word." And Robert Leardon knew that Jesus was weeping because of our shortcomings, our lack of believing and relying on him. And so let's come to him, and let's, one more thing. We know the famous scripture in Revelation, when he said, it says he will shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. When Jesus was speaking to Jesse Duplantis, who went to heaven, you can look up his book. It's in his book, Close Encounters of the God Kind. Jesus said, "You know, that's, I'm going to wipe away every tear, but you know, that includes my tears." Jesus is weeping over those who are lost, who die and end up in hell, and he's weeping today. He's interceding for us. So let's seek him. Let's seek him and find the real Jesus Christ. And we will see that he's all that and infinitely more than we can imagine, including the compassion and the, you know, deep, deep love for all people. And, you know, in these messages, I've listed about 10 different things that we need to do. You know, repentance, humility, faithfulness, obedience. All that's true. You know, really, it's giving our all to him. Seeking him with our whole heart in that real, genuine us in him. That's really the key. And that goes along with in private. You know, it's us in him. And that's what's so wonderful. Think of how powerful that is. When we find him, we have everything. That's so powerful. It's so incredible. You know, there's great power in being with other Christians, right? And we need that. We need fellowship. We need to be with others. And we may be, you know, with a spouse, with children. But when we have our private relationship with him, that's something. Everything else in the world could be gone and disappear. We still have that. And that's why we can live forever. We've got the most priceless entity. And when we go deeper, we will see this side of Jesus where, and Jesus is the Father. Let's remember that. Sometimes we get the thought that, oh, well, Jesus is different. And in one sense, he is. But he is the image of the Father. Jesus Christ is, you know, that's the other, another mystery that he will reveal to us. That they, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the same. Amen. The references that I was giving. Mary Baxter, Divine Revelation of Hell. You read that in that book. Jesus weeps while he's talking to these people lost in hell. Roberts Lee Ayrton, We Saw Heaven, also I Saw Heaven. Jesus wept when he talked to Roberts, and it was all of it divine and very holy and sacred things. Jesse Duplantis, Close Encounters of the God Kind. And, of course, references in the New Testament and Revelation. A final part of this, a final takeaway. Someone may ask, well, what are we then to do? We know Jesus Christ. If we have him, we have everything. We have the victory. We're walking with him. There's this glorious relationship that we have where it's eternal. It's going to last forever. 100 years is just the beginning of knowing him. But really, he has a ministry for you and for me and for all of us. And it's our job to pursue that and do it. And that's what is the result. When we know him, and then ministry flows from that, and that's what we should be, you know, if we can, we should be seeking to do that ministry that he tells us to do. Very simple. And so there's a lot of work to be done with that. It's not just us, it's not this, you know, oh, we have the victory, everything's great, I'm healed, and I'm just going to, you know, enjoy everything, and I'm going to just kind of, that's not what, of course, that's not right. Certainly, he wants us to enjoy and have the victory, amen, but ministry, and so there's a whole lot of work to be done. There's a whole lot of, we need to follow through and pay the price and do this. I mean, it's our eternity. You know, this is serious. The parable of the talents. We've all read that. We've heard it. It's everyone's given a certain amount of spiritual gifting and ministry, and it's up to us to go and fulfill it. And so that's really the result of this. You know, that's what we are to do. Again, mainly it's our relationship. When we have that, we have everything, and the ministry will flow from that. I do believe that. But ministry and finding out what he wants us to do and doing it. And there's the fivefold ministries: pastor, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher. It might be in the order of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. It might be, that's in Ephesians. It might be one of the ministries that's in 2 Corinthians, 1 or 2 Corinthians, like the ministries of administrations, helps, music, things like that, that he wants us to do, is calling us to do. And he'll reveal it to us. It's so simple and easy. He will reveal it, the unmistakable voice of the Holy Spirit. But again, we got to have the relationship. That's the whole key. That's the whole key. And so there's so much work to be done. Like, it's just beginning. You know, there's no, it's all exciting and thrilling and an eternity ahead. It's never, oh, well, it's boring and I've already got everything, and so let's just, no, there's an infinite eternity ahead. And that ministry, we will actually continue it in heaven. What, you know, God even has the ministry for us in heaven. It's really a continuation of what we're doing on the earth. If someone doesn't do it on the earth, but they make it to heaven, they'll be learning so that they can go do the ministry. So that's a final takeaway. Thanks. Another final takeaway: when we see the Lord as he really is, that's when we will enter the kingdom. That's when it just is natural. We won't want anything else. We won't want to do anything that will grieve Him. We will persist. He will empower us. He's the helper, the comforter, the strengthener. When we have that relationship, we will just naturally enter the kingdom. That's all we will want. And that's when He pulls us into the kingdom. When He pulls us into the kingdom. Amen.